Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and our Blues preview on Scoops with DannyMac.com. The Blues are red hot. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Ryan O'Reilly scored 34 seconds into overtime Tuesday night. The Blues win 3-2 over the Maple Leafs. The win, the Blues 11 straight. That sets a new franchise record. The previous mark of 10 was set back in 2002. The Blues now 6 points ahead of the Dallas Stars for third place in the Central Division. Tonight's game will be the third of 4 meetings between the Blues and the Stars this season. The teams have split the season series so far, with the road team winning each contest. The Blues are 12-5-1 in their last 18 games against the Stars. And the Blues, what can you say? They are red hot, the hottest team in the National Hockey League. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores. Experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're there every day. Welcome the opportunity to work with you. Located in the heart of Ladue, 9222 Clayton Road. Their phone number, 432-8008. See the selection online, lordosdiamonds.com, revamping their website right now, lordosdiamonds.com. See that selection. You will enjoy the relaxed, no-pressure atmosphere and selection. At Lordo's, it's second to none. Amazingly, the Blues have taken a 2-0 lead in 7 straight games. They haven't trailed in a game in 493 minutes and 42 seconds. That's the longest streak in franchise history. Vladimir Tarasenko, he had his 12-game point streak. Now, that was snapped on Tuesday, but 14 goals against Dallas since the start of the 2014-15 season. The Blues, 31 points in the calendar year. That's number one in the league. If you're wanting to watch the game, the place to do it, there's no doubt, head to Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Join the party for all the Blues action this season at one of Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Blues ratings on Fox Sports Midwest, they are skyrocketing right now. That's because so many fans are watching on television, and do it at Hot Shot. Score a hat trick of savings at one of Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family beer specials, $4 Jack Daniel cocktails, the $5.99 Blue Sampler appetizer, $4 Blue Note bombs, and the all-new Golden Brett cocktail. That's all for just $5. Hot Shots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, and your home for all the games all the time since 1990. I get my hair cut at Hair Saloon for Men, home base in St. Louis, 16 locations in the Gateway City. I go there, take both my boys there. You'll receive the perfect haircut. They keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you're assured they know what you want in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel liniment, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's all at Hair Saloon for Men. Coming up, we visit with Chris Raby.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Let's talk Blues hockey, the Blues and Stars tonight. And Chris Raby, the Blues trying to continue to make history. This has been fun to watch, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been incredible, Dan. And, you know, I think that the thing that we talked about on Tuesday and the thing that still strikes me today is that over the course of this winning streak, they've gotten better. It looks like they're getting stronger. It looks like they're playing better as a team. And it's been really, really fun to watch.
What did you take away from the other night in that overtime win?
I think most of all, the fact that they, you know, dealt with a little adversity in the second period, but also the third period, and still were able to, you know, come out with a win. They got off to a great start. I thought that they should have been up by potentially more than two goals. And after the second period where Jordan Binnington bailed them out a little bit, I thought the third period and especially the last like 5-6 minutes showed a lot about this Blues team. They could have easily, you know, said we feel good about getting 1 point, getting to overtime and maybe packing things in. But the fact that they were able to not only get to overtime, but then that sequence where they were able to, you know, get the puck from behind the net, get it up to Ryan O'Reilly, score and win the game for their 11th straight win. I thought it said a lot about them. So it's been a really incredible run here over the last 5 weeks or so. And I think everyone's just been really impressed.
Your impressions of the first year of Ryan O'Reilly in St. Louis, how would you sum it up and just how good he's been?
Oh, man. I'm not sure you could say enough about what Ryan O'Reilly has done, about the kind of player he's been and what he's provided to this Blues team. He's been their best player. I think that's easy to say. But I think also, Dan, he's provided a work ethic and just kind of a lead by example that I don't want to say has been needed by this team, but I want to say has been appreciated by this team. He's the last guy off the ice in the morning. He's the first guy on the ice, you know, at practice. And I think everything he does, from faceoffs to just playing the offensive zone to the things he does when he doesn't have the puck, I think that's what impresses me most. When he doesn't have the puck, that's when I really appreciate Ryan O'Reilly. He makes other players around him better. And, you know, I guess if I had to just sum it up in one phrase, it would be MVP.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Do you hear among some of the hockey media about that in terms of, you know, the conversation of MVP? Now, the Blues are making this strong run. It'll depend on how they finish. But is he starting to get into that conversation at all?
I mean, he should. I think that so much of it sometimes depends on preseason expectations, and that's a totally different debate whether or not that should have anything to do with how we evaluate players at the end of the year. But certainly if you look at guys and if you look at their value to a team and what they actually mean to a team, I think it would be hard to find anyone that means more to a team than Ryan O'Reilly. I don't mean to disparage anyone else, and certainly I don't watch any other club as closely as I watch the Blues. But, you know, like, look at where they were a couple of months ago and the fact that, you know, when they were struggling, when they were a 500 team, when they had the fewest points in the Western Conference on January 6th, he was still playing at this level. I think that says a lot about him, and I think that says a lot about his contribution to the team.
Put the GM hat on. If you were to tinker at all with this club, and I don't know if I would with the way that they're playing, but if you did, where would you address any of the weaknesses right now with the St. Louis Blues?
Well, it's hard to say there are any weaknesses right now. Perhaps like a veteran depth guy. I don't mean to dodge the question, but like, you're the best team in the NHL right now, and you have literally played, in my opinion, close to flawless hockey over the last 3 weeks. So, you know, I think Doug Armstrong will look to maybe add. It's certainly a drastic change from, you know, 2 months ago when people were talking about, and not inside the organization, but people were talking about, do you trade Tarasenko? Do you blow this team up? Right now, they have a team, I believe, that can play with anyone in the entire league. So I think Doug Armstrong evaluates that. If there is a piece to be added, and if there's a piece to be added to potentially help you down the stretch, I think you look at that. But I think right now your team is rolling pretty well, and I'm not sure you look to make any drastic changes.
Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. How do you handle the goaltending situation with the games piling up? What do you think you do day in and day out?
I think it's Binnington, and I think Jake Allen is a great second option right now. And listen, it's nothing against Jake Allen. Like, this happens in the NHL. A couple of years ago, the Pittsburgh Penguins were making a run in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Marc-Andre Fleury got benched, and Matt Murray went in, and then Fleury goes to Vegas and then is amazing and gets a huge contract. Like, it's nothing against Jake Allen, but Jordan Binnington right now is the best goalie in the NHL. Look at the numbers. Look at the performance. You cannot dispute that. He is the best goaltender right now over the last 6 weeks in the National Hockey League. I leave him in there. I think Jake is a great and very capable second option right now. I think that you are very fortunate to have Jake right now as your second option. And I think that you are also very fortunate to have Jordan Binnington, and you keep riding him as long as he's as hot as he is.
Finally, Dallas, St. Louis tonight, your keys to the game to try to continue this winning streak.
Listen, same thing as it's been. Get off to a quick start. I think that the Blues have done such a good job over this stretch, Dan, of getting off to a good start and then burying teams. And, like, even if they didn't bury the Toronto Maple Leafs, they still put themselves in a position where they were able to, I don't want to say hold on to that game and get to overtime at the end, but they put themselves in a position to get to overtime against Toronto. I've been so impressed with the way the Blues have started. I've been impressed with the way they've gotten saves from their goaltenders, and I've been impressed with the way that they've been able to put the pedal to the metal in the second and third period. So I'm really looking forward to watching what happens tonight, and, you know, if they can make it 12, that would be great.
Chris, thanks. We'll catch up over the weekend.
Dan, appreciate it, man.